Activity 23. Listen to part of a lecture in a chemistry class.
Although the purpose and techniques were often magical, alchemy was, in many ways, the predecessor of the modern science of chemistry. The fundamental premise of alchemy derived from the best philosophical dogma and scientific practice of the time, and the majority of educated persons between 1400 and 1600 believed that alchemy had great merit. The earliest authentic works on European alchemy are those of the English monk Roger Bacon and the German philosopher St. Albertus Magnus. In their treatises, they maintained that gold was the perfect metal, and that inferior metals such as lead and mercury were removed by various degrees of imperfection from gold. They further asserted that these base metals could be transmuted to gold by blending them with a substance more perfect than gold. This elusive substance was referred to as the Philosopher's Stone. The process was called transmutation. Most of the early alchemists were artisans who were accustomed to keeping trade secrets and often resorted to cryptic terminology to record the progress of their work. The term sun was used for gold, moon for silver, and the five known planets for the base metals. This convention of substituting symbolic language attracted some mystical philosophers who compared the search for the perfect metal with the struggle of humankind for the perfection of the soul. The philosophers began to use the artisan's terms in the mystical literature that they produced. Thus, by the 14th century, alchemy had developed two distinct groups of practitioners, the laboratory alchemist and the literary alchemist. Both groups of alchemists continued to work throughout the history of alchemy, but of course, it was the literary alchemist who was more likely to produce a written record. Therefore, much of what is known about the science of alchemy is derived from philosophers rather than from the alchemists who labored in laboratories. Despite centuries of experimentation, laboratory alchemists failed to produce gold from other materials. However, they gained wide knowledge of chemical substances, discovered chemical properties, and invented many of the tools and techniques that are used by chemists today. Many laboratory chemists earnestly devoted themselves to the scientific discovery of new compounds and reactions, and therefore must be considered the legitimate forefathers of modern chemistry. They continued to call themselves alchemists, but they were becoming true chemists.